Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Haya man medalo koshana. Haya bahashan medalo kosia. Oh, mama medalo koshan medala kasia. I want to play that song one more time. Because the Lord was dealing with me about that this morning. How we as people have a tendency of thinking and believing that he is not capable of doing the thing because he have not yet did it. We sit up and we think and believe that maybe it's not possible, even though he say that there's nothing impossible with him. There's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that things cannot occur within our lives because it sounds far-fetched or too good to be true. We think about all these things that the Lord has spoken over our lives, and the things that he has spoken over our lives, they have not yet come to fruition, or they have not yet manifested, because we ain't either paying attention or it ain't the right timing. But because we cannot see it or touch it right now, and he said it, what, a day ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, it's not going to happen. Sometimes when the Lord gives us these words, or he says certain other things that he's going to do inside of us, including strips of things from us that he can accurately and profoundly use us, and we don't see the change or the results taking place in our own eyesight, we get discouraged. But he is I am. There's nothing that God cannot do. Absolutely nothing. Even in our mess. Even in our mess. He would change some things. If he said it, it is so. I want y'all to get that in y'all mind today. If he said it, it is so. I want y'all to ponder that in your heart today, that he can elevate your belief. In the elevation of your belief, you'll be able to trust him even in spite of not seeing it now, because you want it now. I'm going to say that again. I want y'all to trust him even if you don't see it now, even though you want it now. Not just in the midst of wanting it right now. How about being in the midst of believing that you need it right now? How about that? Because a lot of times we think and believe that we need a certain thing right now. God already told me what he was going to do. I need that thing to happen right now. God has already shown me what he was going to do. I need that thing to happen right now. We forget that he is God. We forget that he is able. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We got to remember that he is in control. God is in control of all this stuff. Y'all hear it? It ain't too hard. He can handle it. Just let me fix it. You take your hands off of it. Let me take care of it while you trying to figure it out. That's why we go stir crazy. It may sound far-fetched, or it may not have came to fruition yet, but he is I am. And he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or even imagine. It have not even entered into our thoughts what he got prepared for them that simply love him. And if you love him, you're going to be obedient. If you love him, you're going to do what he tells you to do. The Bible declares that if we abide in his word, then we are his. So abiding in his word, when you abide in something, that means you're resting in it, right? When you abide in something, even though it may be there, that means you can step into it, right? To abide in something means to sit on it. It consumes you. Let me turn this down a bit. To abide in something means that it's all around you. It's a part of you. To abide in something. So if the Bible says, if you abide in my word, then you are mine. He said, you are my disciples. You are mine. So if you abiding in it, then that means that it's a part of you. Now, it goes a little deeper than that. By being a part of you, that means that it's in you. Because it's a part of you. It's some kind of attachment, right? So, if you abide in his word, let me go a little deeper. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So, what are you abiding in? What are you abiding in? What? Okay. I'm going a little further than that. I'm going to go higher by Hashan Nidalokosia. I want y'all to see how powerful his word is. Look. If you abide in my word, I got to
play it again.
Then you are my disciple, me and you his. I'm going to say it again. If you abide in my word, then you are mine. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So what are you abiding in? You abiding in him. You what? Resting in him. You what? You consumed by him. If you abide in his word, and his word is him, then he is an attachment. He is a part of you. Not only is he the word, the Bible says that he will speak his word and... y'all getting it? I guess I'm the only one. I know I'm getting ahead of myself because I'm all in the sermon right now. So, are you really trying to figure out why it have not been performed? See, because if he is the word and you abide in the word, then you are his. And if you are his and his word is abiding inside of you, then there is what? Power within you. Huh. Because this is what? Word. To abide is to sit on. It's all around you. It's consuming you. It's attached to you and it's in you. I don't care how you try to deny it. I don't care what you do, how you do it, or when you do it. That word is going to get you together. It's let's pray. Dear God in heaven, we come to you first of all thanking you, Lord. We thank you for your word. Oh God, we thank you for your word on today. I'm asking you to be in our midst, God. Cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. Let your word go do what it said. Oh God, be in our midst and kept your angels in here, east, west, north, and south, from the roof to the foundation, around the entire perimeter. Hold it in Ocosia. He said, my word is going to speedily go out. Right now. Ha! Y'all ain't getting it. He said, my word is going to go out speedily. See, let's go to the book. Let's go to the book. The first book we go into today is Isaiah 55. The name of the sermon today is God's Word Shall Stand. God's Word Shall Stand. Now, what do shall mean? Because we already know who God is. Let me help y'all out. He is the only one true and living individual. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is great, and he is greatly to be praised. There is nobody else that is like him. Nobody that could compare. Nobody that is equal. Nobody that could stand before him, because he holds all the power in his hand. He is the creator of every creation in the entire universe. I'm talking about extraterrestrial and celestial. I'm talking about God, the one that spoke you, me, him, her, they, we, all of us into existence. He is the very essence of our being, and he is the epitome of who we are. Now that's who God is. The name of the sermon is God's Word Shall Stand. I just explained to y'all who God was. See, I get excited when I get talking about that man right there. Because he is our very being. Did y'all hear what I say? We're talking about God. And his word is him. I'm going to start over again. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So let's start over again. God's word, it is the man with the plan. He is everything that we need him to be. He is the great I am, baby. He is the one that nobody, nobody can kill him. Nobody can even imitate that one. Did y'all hear what I say? Because he's the one that can do all things. I'm talking about God's word. Not a word. The word, y'all. God's word shall stand. So what do shall mean? It means, see, I told y'all this before. The word shall is a guarantee. It's to express what is inevitable or seems likely to happen in the future. So if God said it, it shall be done. We talking about shall. If he say he gonna cleanse you and wash you, baby, it shall be done. If he say he gonna move some things out the way, it shall be done. If he say he gonna fix some things, it shall be done. I just read the devil. It's inevitable. Ha. It's got to happen. Let me go a little further than that. It's to express determination. It's to express a command or an exhortation. It's to express what is mandatory. So if he said it, it shall be done, because it's mandatory. Did y'all hear me? It will have to do what it says. It will be able to do it and to be under necessity or obligation to perform it. We're talking about the word shall. We're talking about the word that is spoken through God. And I just told y'all how that's a bad man right there. We're talking about the kind of man that could perform miracles then and even now, that you may be able to not just see it, but you will be able to experience it. You'll be able to feel it. And for certain, you're going to know it was God. Did y'all hear what I said? You're going to know. Stand. It's to take up or maintain a specified position or posture. It's to hold a course. It's to hold a course. So his word shall hold the course, baby. It ain't going to go to the left when he say keep going straight. Hallelujah. It's got to hold the course. It's to be in a position to gain or lose because of an action taken or a commitment made. If God said it, it shall come to pass because he committed himself to it. Or he wouldn't have never said it. He would not have ever spoke it. It's a scripture in the Bible that keeps on encouraging me. That scripture says, let every man be a lie, and God is the truth. Did y'all hear what I say? So it don't matter what it seemed like to me. It don't matter how long I've been in this situation or how long I've been waiting. I'm standing on a word of God, because his word has consumed me. His word is part of me because I abide in it. And if I abide in it, I'm not going to be so easily shaken or moved. I'm not going to rock the boat, baby, all because it ain't happening now, but because his word abide in me. And I know he spoke it, and he is the word. I know it's true. So what my mind trying to tell me is a lie. What my eyes trying to deceive me to see is a bewitchment. And what my heart want me to know is that God is true. And every man is a lie. Did y'all hear me? God's word shall stand. It's got to stay the course. It can't go off gear. It ain't going to skip a beat, baby. It's gonna be right on time. It ain't going to be all off like we do. Oh, you ain't got no rhythm, mama. That's what my kids tell. I don't need no rhythm, baby, because I ain't off cue. Why? Because it's the word about me. It may look like it's off cue to you, because you a liar. You a liar to try to tell me or convince me that I'm off beat when I ain't. I just ain't beating to your tune. I'm doing it too, baby. I ain't doing what you want or what you think or what you feel, because you ain't hearing the right music. The music that's tingling your ear is not the word that he spoke to me. Because my word that he spoke to me ain't for you. It's for me. It's for me. What did he say this morning? He said my word gonna come suddenly. He gonna swiftly move that word. That word cannot just sit still. It cannot just get off course. It cannot just be. See, God ain't got no rocky words. His words is subtle, plain, clear, and true. We're talking about God's word shall stand. It does not matter how you may feel. Okay, Lord, I need you to do this for me right now. But since you don't, I'm going to try to do all I can. I'm going to do everything I need to do. Now you done got in his business. How? Because you God's business. Get out of his business. Stop putting your hands to what God want to fix. Because he the great I am. He's the only one and true living God. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He the one. He already the one to a story. And he may tell you the end game, but he have not even expressed to you what you got to do to get there. Because he got to break some things off of you in order for your word to have some solidity. He got to break some things off you, God, so that your word will not try to override his word. Because his word is true. If you abide in me, says the Lord, then you are mine. You are mine. And if you are mine, then I'm going to have to, you know, it's a whole lot of shingles that we carry. It's a whole lot of little capes. I see black capes and it's just cut up there, just dangling behind us. I got to take you from that thing that you can't get over, that past. Guess what? Because it don't exist anymore. My word says, do not dwell on the past, but press towards the mark. Look forward. Stop looking backward. You may keep on looking backwards, and he want to shake that thing off you before he give you that promise that he spoke, which is his word, because you ain't ready. But you mad because you ain't got it yet. We're talking about the word of God this morning. Isaiah 55. Thank you, Jesus. There's some Bibles under the seats if you want to join us in this reading. Isaiah 55. Hey! Oh God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the word that you've spoken, not just over my life, but for everybody's life that's in this sanctuary. I thank you for the word, God, because that word that you spoke proved to me you had a good thought about me. You had some kind of thought about me that I couldn't even think about myself. Come on, somebody. I could not even think about myself. I did not even think I was, I didn't think I was capable, God. But the word that you spoke, it moved that negativity out of my mind, that my heart would be in the right posture to be able to accept your word. Once I accepted your word, God, I was off and running, baby. Did y'all hear me? I believe God in everybody else is alive. I believe his word. I know his word is true. He has proven it to me. If God said it, it shall. Did y'all hear me? Shall is a guarantee. There's no doubt about it. Now you may doubt it in your mind because of what you see, but I'm here to help you out. Don't be deceived by what you see and what you hear, because everything that you see and hear really ain't what it pertains to be. And if you was in a fickle, or your panties in a bunch, baby, or you feel like that you ain't got no solidity in your life, do not allow your current situation to blind you from seeing your future. Don't. Because he already said, I got a good thought towards you. He done already done told you, I got a master plan. I got something in store for you. It's life and not death. I tried to prove it to you when I sent my son Jesus, that you may experience that life in abundance. I tried to prove to you that you was valuable when you thought you were of low esteem. I tried to show you. Yeah. And then when you got discouraged, I still lifted you up and say, you know what? I'm going to move that out the way so I can put that in the way. Because sometimes we get in the way. I'm telling you, take your hands off of it, step back and move to the side. Because he's a big old God and he needs some space. We got too much clutter going on. We got too much stuff rattling us. We're talking about the word of God shall stand today. God's word shall stand. I do not give a rest to how long it take for it to come to pass. If you abandon that word, baby, you're going to be on your high horse. Because I know it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming. I can't tell you when, I can't tell you how, I can't even tell you what I gotta get through to go through to get there, but what I do know, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Now I know that for sure and for certain. Why? Because God is truth. He cannot lie, and neither can he lie. He don't even know how to lie. Did y'all hear that? Isaiah 55. We're going to start at verse 8. We be thinking the wrong way. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. I'm going to say that again. That's you. That's me, him, her, they, we, us. That, because baby, when he start raining, I'm just going to say, Lord, drench me. Because I want to accept that thing. I don't listen to this. It gets better. I'm going to read that scripture again. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, because you can't make the rain go back up. You just can't do it. But it waters some things. So that word that God has already spoken, he got to first water it in order for it to grow, in order for you to be able to, say it again, you can't see it if it ain't watered. That's just like putting a plant or a seed in earth. What? Listen. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Here it goes. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall, there it go again. It shall not return unto me void. What is void? Of no legal force or effect. If his word is said it, it's going to take effect. It's containing nothing. It's being without something specified. So this is what void means. He said, listen. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall what? Accomplish. What is accomplished? To bring about a result. It's to bring to completion. It's to succeed in reaching a stage in a progression. It's to equip fairly. Do I need to start over? I'm going to start over. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. And it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Can I start over again? The name of the sermon is God's Word Shall Stand. I'm going to give y'all the definition of each word, because I want y'all to really get it. I think I'm the only one in here that feel like just busting through these walls. Have y'all ever seen that Kool-Aid commercial? The Kool-Aid man, he come busting through. Baby, I feel... When I tell you I can run through a brick wall and it's still on the other side, ain't gonna stop me, because I'm hot, baby. I'm gonna melt that steel. Did you hear what I say? Listen. God's word shall stand. Who is God? He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. There's nobody that can compare and nobody that is equal to him. He is the only one true and living God. He is the creator of all creation, and he's the epitome of our very existence. We're talking about God, the God of the celestial, the terrestrial, and even the mortality of our existence. We're talking about the one that can speak a word, who is the word. We're talking about God that is. We're talking about the man with the plan, baby. The master plan. Because he's the master of all. Did y'all hear what I say? Did y'all hear me? Shall is a word that guarantees it to be so. It is a guarantee. It is something that is inevitable to happen. And to stand, what is to stand? You ain't got to worry about falling, baby. You ain't got to worry about it coming and being void, you know, being empty. We talking about something that God is. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So if it's God's Word, and there's another scripture that says, if you abide in my Word, then you are mine. We need to understand who we are and whose we are. Oh, did he say we was royalty? Did he say we was set apart, handpicked, chosen? That's who he said we was. So we got to understand our valuable, because he sent his son Jesus that we may be able to comprehend it. Because some of us can't comprehend stuff unless we see it. And we talking about the ones that claim that they believe him. Let's go to Thomas. They call him Doubting Thomas. He walked with him and still didn't believe that he was God. Why? They killed Jim. If that's you, let me stick my hand where they pissed you. We such a visual nation. We want to see it to believe it. But we talking about an invisible God that can bring things into existence. We talking about the kind of God that is intangible, that allow you to experience the tangibility of him being just who he is. And that's God all by himself. Did y'all hear what I say? He's the man that could do all things, now, then, and even to come. He's the one that there's nothing impossible with him, because he is just that. I am that I am. See, some of us get confused, and some of us get twisted in understanding what, how, and why his power and his word. Because he's the power. Hello? Because he's God. It's just that simple, but yet not logical to some. It's not logical to some. Let me prove to you how powerful his word is. Come on, you guys. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4. We're going to start at verse 12. He said today when I was in prayer that he was going to come swiftly. That's his word. See, you could be sitting there 1 second, baby, all down, depressed, discouraged, and then the next thing you know, you up and jumping and shouting and hollering and screaming. We talking about that sudden word, because it was a word down inside of your mind that had you thinking and believing that it's not so, and then God comes real quick and lets you know it is so, and then the next thing you know, glory! I got the victory, baby. There's not nothing that I cannot accomplish. You thought that thing was going to break me? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. So put it back in your body. We're talking about the kind of God that allow a thing that was spoken over your life negative to boomerang. Go right back to the sender. You can take that back. I don't want that. You want this? Nope. I got all the gifting I need from who? Jesus. I'm good. I'm not good. Sometimes the Lord will come and tell you some things that's going on down in the inside of you for to let you know this is what's going on down in the inside of you. And if you let me, I'm going to move that out of you because I cannot dwell there with that stuff. You can't abide in me with that clutter. You see what I'm saying? I need to come bulldoze some stuff. Y'all know them big old wrecking balls that knocked down the big old them brick builders. I just see a big old wrecking ball. He gonna wreck you and then rebuild you. See, because when he start wrecking you, baby, it's gonna be all kind of stuff that's gonna make you want to put your chin in your neck and you gonna be ducking. Because you don't want nobody to see and you sure don't want to look. Did y'all hear what I say? We talking about how God gonna wreck you gracefully. Because he got so much grace upon us. He want us to know, even though you is ugly, you got all this stuff going on inside of you. And you know, I love you so much. And so I ain't gonna let it stop me from loving you. But what I will do is help you not let it stop you from loving you. See, because if you don't love you, then how in the world can you begin to love, let me say this first, others? See, because God is love. Come on, let's go to the book. For the word of God is quick. Now he is the word, y'all. It's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing means to enter or thrust into sharply or painfully. So guess what? His word is true and everybody else is a liar. So it ain't going to feel good all the time when he starts speaking his truth to you. I'm going to stop this now. Because it's going to pierce you. It's going to make you feel some type of way. It's going to make you act some type of way. It's going to make you do some stuff. It's going to make you say some stuff. Because it hurt. That's where they get that saying from. The truth hurt. It does. It does. Because when God get to looking inside of us, even in our thoughts, he like, you know what? Maybe I need to help them not to think like that no more. So I got to help them to understand how they thinking. And then I'm going to tell them how they thinking. And they may get offended. But what they going to do about it? See, because change brings about change. Change brings about change. Change. We can't keep doing the same old stuff, causing his word to be none effect. It ain't void, but it ain't affecting you. See, when his word start affecting you, then you gonna stop. I'm just gonna say that. You can add on to it whatever you want. You gonna stop. You can put on the end of whatever you want to, but you are going to stop. Even if it's just to consider, reconsider, and then consider again. See, that word is, it ain't going to just stick and poke you. The Bible says that it's going to be so powerful and sharp than any two-edged sword. When it's sticking poke and get to doing all that stuff, it ain't going in just one place. It's going in two different places at the same time. You see, the Lord was correcting somebody before and they say, well, I was trying to get this right and now he's saying that I'm getting this wrong and that, you know, I can't win for losing. You winning now because he's telling you. Okay. Okay. Yeah. You winning now because he's telling you. You think that he, baby, let me sit up here and tell you something. Just because God tell you one thing is going on with you quickly, that don't mean that he ain't going to tell you something that's going on with you the next second. It is different from what he told you the first time. He ain't going to give you no more than you can handle. He's not going to allow these things to consume you, but he wants you to. The Bible says, consider your ways. See, the enemy don't want you to consider. He don't want you to have no remorse. He don't want you to be sorry for what you do, what you did, or even how you think. We ain't talking about how he wants to have us in between and in betwixt. That we can't walk a straight and narrow way. We can't be circumspect. We won't keep our hands clean. And we are barren. That's what he wants. And if he could deceive us through our past or what we see, oh, God don't love me because he's doing that for them and not. He's doing something for you right now. He's teaching you how to rejoice with them that rejoice. Now you think he ain't doing nothing for you? He's doing something for you because he know you're jealous of anything. So he's trying to teach you how to rejoice with them that rejoice by letting you watch other folk get stuck. But we don't think. Did I say earlier today that the logic of it is we can't get it. Because that word that he spoke over somebody else, like, I want that word too. Why? No, I want my own word because it may be better than yours. I want my own stuff. I don't want to be walking around here and he poking me and doing this and jugging at me and doing all kind of stuff to me and I'm hurting it and he exposing me and got my chin and my neck and such, such, such. No, I want, Lord, I surrender all. Because your word said that you got a good thought towards me. Your thoughts are not like my thoughts. So while I'm thinking that you're thinking wicked and evil against me, that's my own thoughts. My thoughts is not like yours because your thoughts say you think of me good. Lord, turn me into my original state. Well, what's your original state? The Bible says that when he made male and female, he said it was good. I want to return to my original state. Good. Lord, help me to be good. Because I can't do it on my own. I can't. I don't know about nobody else. I'm just talking about Yvette this morning, y'all. I'm just talking about me. I'm just talking about me. Because everybody else got it together. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder. To divide is to set or force apart. Sometimes, baby, he got to force that thing off you. He said, not force it out. He said, apart. So that means you in a sticky situation. You in a sticky situation, baby. It's like that thing is bonded to you. So if he got to go and divide asunder, that means it's some work he got to do in you to help you not to be you. Because in our mind and our hearts, we was born, raised, survival of the fittest, baby. I gotta make it happen. If I don't, who will? It's all about me and mine. Oh yeah, that's us. I'm just saying that. I'm just keeping it real. That's us. He got to make sure that you got that state of mind that it will trickle down to your heart to be more concerned about others than yourself. To be helpers one to another. We got to make sure. He got to make sure. We got to make sure. But how sure can we be when you think I'm going to help them after they lied on me? You're not going to have a grudging heart. Or either trying to get no revenge. So I got to divide that and pull that apart from you. Because I know I said 9-4-9, 2-4-2. I say no, but they smack you on one cheek, let them smack you on the other. Or how about just ducking, huh? I'm going to duck and let them keep hitting me now. Just don't hit them back. But what we was taught, if they hit you, you better hit them back. Don't you let, we tell our kids that, girl, I told my kids that. I don't know about nobody else, but I told my kids that. If they hit you, you better hit them back. You better not let nobody mess with your brother, your sister. You better not. You see what I'm saying? He said he want us to be loving towards one another. Lord, fill us with the fruits of the Spirit. Teach us how to be kind, pure, and sincere towards one another. Teach us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, God, not to be in that place where we got so much attached to us until we y'all know when they, what you call it, the lint rolls. Lord, you be the lint roller, let me be the lint. Take all that stuff off of me that ain't useful. Because God cannot use you to the full effect until you let him move them lint balls. I mean, you could just see two or three lint balls and you can roll it on there, but then when you look at it, be, where all that come from? Because it's stuff that you can't see. But God sees and knows all. It's stuff that you don't believe is there. Because you can't see it. Baby, God checks us and searches us with a fine-tooth comb. He puts us under the microscope. He said, let me see if that active. No, that ain't joining right. That chromosome ain't going right with that. That metamorphic thing happening. So, wait a minute. Let me see if I can get them to line up right. Now, see, this is what the word do. It comes real quick to get us together. So if we are in, because I don't know why he's showing me a whole bunch of puzzle pieces. He just showed me a whole bunch of puzzle pieces. Sometimes you can think you all got it together and it's two pieces out that puzzle that you can't even find. Because you can't see it. And you done looked everywhere. You know how the Bible says prove yourself. Now I done searched myself, Lord, and I done did this and I done did that. And it ain't. He said, wait a minute, let me help her, or let me help him see that it's some residue there. It's still some stuff going on up in there. Because the residue is the best, ain't it? That's a dope thing about that residue. It's the best. So let me let you know, the residue that's left inside of you, it ain't good for you. Because the residue, even though a dope fiend may think that that is the best, that's what'll damage them the worst. It ain't the overall beginning of it. It's, I guess I'm going to turn around in a circle right quick. I'm going to turn around in a circle right now. You know how you get dizzy when you... Let me go turn around a little bit more real fast. My brain, the reason why we get dizzy when we turn around in a circle is because our brain is not used to the repetitive merry-go-rounds. You understand what I'm saying? But if you keep doing it and you keep doing it and you keep doing it, it don't affect you no more. And that's why we like roller coasters. Because it don't affect us no more because we keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. It becomes habitual. It becomes a part of our character. It becomes the norm. Now, I can't stand when people do this, but I'm going to do it. The norm. This ain't normal when you're talking. Just so folk know. Something else that be getting me, and I don't even say nothing. This get me right here, too. When we've been in a conversation, and in the midst of a conversation, if you can understand, it, you know how when you be in the midst of a conversation, it'd be like, if you can understand, do it make sense to you? Do you understand what you're saying? So if it don't make sense to you, why is you trying to make it make sense to somebody else? No, they don't understand that foolishness because I don't think like that. My thought, no, I don't think like that. My thoughts are positive. So when the enemy tries to bring that negative stuff to me, no, I don't understand that. So please don't try to make me understand what you think is logic. It's not. It's not logic. If you can understand. understanding. You trying to convince me of something that you ain't convinced of yourself. So you want me to understand it so I can help you to explain it. Nope, that ain't logic. That ain't logic. You think I'm going to agree with your fooling? You think I'm finna sit up here and say, well, yeah, I understand. And no, I'm going to give you a testimony of what I experienced, and now I understand this. Now that I'm... Okay, let me start. I was walking smooth-footed, if you understand what I'm saying, but I'm really pigeon-toed. No, I don't understand that. How you do that? That's not logic. That's not logic. So, why you just can't walk? Why got to be pigeon-toed or smooth-footed? Or why got to be specifics on it? Now, that's logic. Because God don't want us to be so conditional. Because if we don't be so conditional, we will understand how the word will affect us in a positive way, and that negativity or that low self-esteem or that I ain't got confidence or I don't believe that can happen for me. Okay. I believe it for you, but I don't believe it for me. Do you understand? How can you touch and agree something for me, and then I'm praying with you to touch and agree, but you don't believe it for you? Then what am I even? I'm finna go over here to the next folk or people. To see, so that we could come to an elaborate balance. I ain't gonna be walking around my scale all night. Then you over there, cause I believe, and I'm real weighty, so I'm down here, and you up there because you don't believe. Would you please come down here with me? Well, come down. I told you I saw that seesaw the other day. I'm pushing you. You push me. I'm pushing you. What the world? I'm just saying. And then they get off you, boo. Now why you done got off? Can we just be balanced? So when I push up, you push out, I push up, you push out, you I push up, you push out. Because the strongest supposed to bear their families are the weak. So we supposed to be is y'all getting it? Okay, somebody. Help me to understand. I'm trying. I want everybody to understand. Even the little children that's doing too much. I want everybody to understand.
Sit down.
So, pay attention. Why did I do that? Because he understands. The Bible says even a child understands when they are doing right or wrong. So if a child can understand, please y'all stop using that phrase, like if you can understand or not. If you don't understand it, stop trying to convince me of your foolishness. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of asunder of the soul and spirit. So he don't want to just get it out your mind, baby. He want to get it out your spirit. He want to get it out your body. He don't want you to think about that thing that is not what he said. Because he said that if his word abide in you, then you is his. In the beginning was the word, and word was with God, and word was God. So if he is the word, then his word should be consuming you, which is him and his spirit. And if his spirit is consuming you, then it ain't nothing bad about it. V-I-C-T-R-I, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today. We just got the victory, baby. We got the victory. It may look or seem like a certain other thing, but I'm going to say it again. I believe God. And everything everything else is a liar. We may say that we believe God, but do we really believe God? You can believe God and not trust him. You got to believe him and then trust him, because you can't believe him and then try to do it on your own because you're not trusting him then. He's saying, you know what? I'm going to permit them to go ahead and do them. Then when your back is up against the wall, or you in the corner like a cat trying to fight your way out, now you want to say, Lord, I did all I could do. He said, acknowledge me in all your way. You should have came to me in the beginning when you saw that your lights was getting ready to get cut off. No, you went to, what's the name of it? Community Action. For them to help pay you. You ain't come to me. I say everything in earth is mine, the silver and the gold. You ain't even come to me. You got all destroyed. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. That. I know what. I'm going to make sure Community Action ain't even got no money. How about that? Now you want to come to me. Well, Lord, Community Action ain't have none. No, let him not be your last resort. The Bible says acknowledge him in all your ways. If you acknowledge him in all your ways, baby, he'll very well have to. He'll put somebody on your heart and you ain't even asking and you just saying something. They, next thing you know, they say, check your balance. I'm telling you from experience. God, or let somebody cross your path. They just walk up to you and bless you, put money in your hand. You don't even know. And they don't owe you nothing. They'll give you an encouraging word. Baby, keep on not acknowledging him in all your way. Baby, your lights will get cut off in Community Action, and then you're going to be like, Lord, why you ain't hearing me? I paid my tithes, I gave my offering, and the church ain't going to even help me. We get mad at the church. Yeah, you paid your tithes and your offering today, but we ain't even got it because we got to keep the lights on so you can come in and won't be in the dark at home and at church. Maybe he need to get you in the dark so that you can see his light. Oh. Whoop, there it is. You may need to see his light. You can't see his light when everything hunky-dory. If he gave you any and everything that you want, then you already don't acknowledge him now. I know you ain't going to do it then, because I wouldn't. And I'm just telling y'all the truth. I ain't scared to see. We trust in our own stuff, our own ways, our own job. He said, I give you these things because these are the things that you desire and because I love you and show you. But see, I tell you to love me with all your heart, body, mind, soul, and with all your might. When I take these things from you, then I see. You need to see. I saw your heart even before I took it from you, boo. I knew you didn't love me and you love that stuff. I just wanted you to see it. And even in the midst of it, then you get mad at me. You don't even want to acknowledge it. You don't even want to tell it. He said, confess some things. Tell some things. Say some things that I may be able to help you through these things. I can't help you. See, I'm the one to regulate the minds of the people. But if you regulate the mind, why do I always think even because you was born in sin and shaped in iniquity? Acknowledge that you are a mess. What's wrong with that? He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart, not just sometimes or for some stuff. Acknowledge him in all your way. He said, lean not to your own understanding. The only thing that I understand is that I need this right here and right now. God's word will stand. If God said you're going to be a millionaire, you're going to be a millionaire, baby. But he got to fix your heart and prepare you in order to accept it. Because if he don't, then you're going to be walking around too prideful. You may be stingy, don't want to help nobody, and you a taskmaster. It ain't that it ain't going to happen, because ain't nothing impossible with him. It's just that it ain't happy yet because you ain't ready. You waiting on her. I said, you going to get married. You ain't got to worry. Sister, well, why you want to get married? I'm tired of doing stuff on my own. You ain't. I'm helping you. You think if I give you a man that it's a... Get it together, baby. That man ain't going to be able to help you because I ain't going to even let him get a job. Now what you going to do then? What you gonna do then, Bo? I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying it's some areas of light that we may be able to understand that his word is true. God's word is quick and powerful. If he promised you that he was going to give you land, houses, and cars and all that, he will do it. But there is stipulations to certain stuff. It's 28 blessings and it's 28 curses and 14 blessings. Y'all better read the book. I ain't lying about it. Did y'all hear what I say? He say, if you are willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. So why is you worrying about the stuff? What's in the land? The food, the houses, the cars, the overflow. Baby, you gotta come in because his word said it. Did you hear what I say? He say, if you is walking in the land flowing with milk and honey, it does not mean that you gonna be drowning in it. But what it do mean is you gonna have access to it. Is y'all getting it? I'm trying to help y'all to understand how to utilize what God said you can have. God give me any and everything that I want. I have not worked since February the 26th of year 2000. The church cannot say they take care of me. Can I say, God did it.
God did it.
Okay. It ain't everything that I have is because of God. It ain't nothing that I did on my own. Every degree and any and everything that I ever accomplished, guess what? I ain't worked in none of this stuff. Did y'all hear what I say? The Bible says the blessings of the Lord maketh what? Rich. Every good and perfect gift come from above, and he what? Adds no sorrow. He not, he ain't even an Indian giver. He ain't gonna be an Indian giver, y'all. Did y'all hear what I say? The only way that you can lose something is if you got too much trust in it. Because the Bible says that very thing that you fear the most, it will come upon you suddenly. So don't be afraid of absolutely none, not even death. Because if you're born, you shall die. So why are you scared? It's part of the process. Can't say when or how it's going to happen, but Lord, just let it be peaceful. Let me be in the right position because I sure don't want to go to hell. I don't. I'm talking about even his word. His word is powerful. Do not allow God's word to lay dormant inside of you because you won't trust him to do it. You can believe him all you want to, but trust him to do it. He had me to tell this one young lady. He said, trust me, then watch me. Just you got to watch God. We looking for this big old thing, baby. He said, I got to give you little by little by little because if I give it all to you at one time, it will consume you. He said, little by little, if I don't, the beasts of the land will devour you. Now, them the words in the Bible. I just wanted to break it down so y'all can understand. He give you too much at one time, baby, you wouldn't even know how to act. You wouldn't even know how to be. You wouldn't even know how to be. I mean, seriously. His word is a tool that we can access any and everything that we need and even want from him. He said, I'm going to supply your every need. Now that's his word. Is he not giving you everything that you need? You may not have everything that you want, but you got everything that you need, especially breath. You need to breathe, right? Okay. I'm just saying. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharp than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. That means he going down in the inside. This joint is where my arm been, okay? So he going to open up that arm so he could get in between those bones. And then in the midst of it, he going to go in inside the bone. Don't y'all know if you buy the chicken bone and inside it got that brown stuff? That's marrow. We got marrow in inside. He want to even go down in inside. He wants you to be all together inside out. Did y'all hear what I say? That's what he wants. That's not his thoughts towards us. He say, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. What is to discern? To detect with senses other than the vision. To recognize or identify as separate and distinct. To come to know or recognize mentally. To see or understand the difference. So do we really see or understand the difference? Do we really understand some things within our lives? See, God can discern all that stuff. So we can portray a certain thing, but he see the truth. We can wear a mask, put on a chameleon suit. We can act, we can dress up and look all pretty, baby, but we are, he know the truth. He know what's really going on down in the inside of the heart. So he's going to give you that word that you may be able to understand that I am even a fixer of the heart. Whether it's broken or whether you think it's whole, baby, we all broke. And we all need Jesus. For sure and for certain. We as people need to get inside of our minds and even inside of our hearts that we can't do it on our own. You can't get it right by yourself. The Bible said there's none righteous, no, not one. He said they are all gone away. There's none that is sin free. No, not one. He said they are all gone away. Why? Because he said that our righteousness is as filthy rags. So while you think you're doing right, the Bible declares that the ways of a man may seem it right unto him, but it's not. It leads you straight unto death. Oh, I thought I was doing right to get you. Ain't even thinking right. If you thought you was doing right, you ain't thinking right. I'm gonna say it one more time. If you thought you could get it together, you couldn't. Tell me, how's it working out for you? How's it working out for you? It's not working out. We think we could get certain things right and do it as right. Well, I'm doing the right things. I'm thinking, I'm saying I'm right there. No, you're not. Acknowledge God in all your ways. He said, ask me for wisdom. This is why I always pray. Lord, give us the wisdom that we need to approach that thing. Give us the knowledge that in our approach it, that we will say and do the right thing. And then give us the understanding, God, that we won't lean to our own understanding. Because our own understanding will cause us to distort a word, a conversation, or even what we see, or even what we hear. He had me to preach a sermon. The name of it is Notions. You may want to listen to it. That was years ago. It's on YouTube. Notions, baby, you have been, you done conjured up your own scenario. No, your story and the scenario. So let's not be with our own selves. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. I want you guys to get these yellow sheets of paper and red pens. I know you see them all around. But these are prayers. You want to write your name on that yellow sheet of paper, a red pen, and you want to give God any and everything that's on your heart that's heavy. I never read this stuff. You're going to fold it up, and you're going to put it on the altar. But what I do is pray for them. I tarry over them. These are the things that the Lord wants us to be delivered from. He wants us to be healed, and he wants us to be set free. Any and everybody got a problem, a concern, a fear, or even a tear. We're talking about them hidden tears. Wait, in the wee hours of the night when don't nobody know about it, when you're laying in the bed in the fetus position and can't nobody hear you or see you because you got your face down in that pillow because you don't want it to be in the atmosphere. We talking about all these things that's down in the inside of you that you have tried to control. And y'all know we go into a place of fear when we can't control stuff. We want y'all to write all that stuff down. We talking about all them old hurts. We talking about all that old brokenness. We talking about that thing that you cannot get over. We talking about that thing that's hard for you to even get past. We talking about all the ugly that's inside of you that you don't want to confess openly. Say it to the Lord right now. Write it down, y'all. These are all the things that God is concerned about. And he's concerned about any and every area of our lives, whether it's small or whether it be. If you think that it is something that is mediocre, I ain't going to go to the Lord about that. I'm going to say it again. He is a discerner of all. Even write down the little things because he even worried about your pinky toe, baby. He worried about any and every part of your body. He worried about your mind and your mentality status. He worried about what is going on. If you concerned about somebody that's attached to you or even have God have detached from you and you still want them to be attached, even write that down. Write down stuff about your children. Hear me? Your family members. Stand in a gap for somebody else. Because it's praying time. It's so much that we go through that we never ever even allow God to do. We do not allow God to do it because we're trying to do it on our own. Thank you, Jesus. After you guys get through writing it down, and you can take your time, y'all know I'm not ever in a rush to get out of the master's face. I don't mind tearing. I don't mind praying. If you have already wrote these things down, please don't sit them on the seat. Bring them to the altar. Put them on the altar. And then stay on the altar and then start praying for yourself. Asking God to do some things for you. Thank you, Jesus.
The one who died for us.
God's word shall stand.
Some of you all may refer to him as Jehovah Jireh. Some of you all may refer to him as Jehovah.
I want y'all to listen to these songs that he got me praying. These songs that he got me playing will affect you. If you listen to the words, you just got to hold on. That thing may not have happened right quick because you want it to happen right quick. Just hold on.
You know, I cried.
I saw a lady in her bed in a fetus position crying.
I prayed for her.
And she's in a sanctuary.
Am I talking to some real folk up in here? But through it all, come on.
See, don't nobody really know.
I know.
That stuff.
What do you know, Vincent?
That we carry.
You know is the sun is going to shine.
That we cry out to the Lord about.
But see, I gotta do something. I gotta just hold that. Come on, y'all. You gotta.
Because he didn't already say that I got a good thought towards you, Lord. Well, what that thought that you got so good, I want to know because the bad stuff still happening. I'm trying to hold out, God. I'm trying to wait on you, Lord, because you promised that you was gonna release her. You promised that you was gonna do this thing. Hey!
I feel all alone.
But it seems like I ain't got nobody, Lord, that I can go to. I ain't got nobody that I can talk to, Lord, because I really can't trust nobody. But I know that I got a friend in you. And even though I got a friend in you, Lord, it seems like you didn't even went silent on me, and I can't hear your voice. I'm still trying to hold out, God. All the problems, all the concerns, all the situations, Lord, that try to consume me in my finances, on my job, in my family, in my marriages, in my home, my children, God, all the stuff, I'm trying to hold out. Because I know that you're going to come because you said you was. My question is, Lord, when? I'm trying to hold out. After you write these things down, please put them on the altar. Come to the altar. And start praying for yourself. Jesus. Some things that we go through and some things that we experience, it never stops. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's coming, Lord. Just hold out. Thank you, Jesus.
I won't let go.
I won't let go.
I can't let go of my faith.
Of my faith. Don't let it go. Thank you, Jesus. Sun is going to shine. After you put your prayers on the altar, stay on the altar. Start praying for yourself. Don't worry about what nobody else is doing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my mind, little for Shanna. Yay, God, yay, God. You know all this stuff that we carry, Lord. Y'all can take your time and write that stuff down. Thank you, Jesus. Trouble don't last always. Lord, give your people the patience that they need. The endurance and the strength. Haya mahasham nidalo kosila. Haya mahnidalo kosham nidala kastila. Oh, Baba, share the local Santa de la Castilla. He are returning some things. Jesus, I will let go. Don't let go. Oh, nothing. Oh, Baba, share the local Santa. Jesus. Oh, Mama, share the local Santa. Help your people to hold out, God. Oh God, it's a miracle, Shana. Your people are heavy, Jesus, and they're carrying these things, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And they just don't know what to do anymore. They don't know where to turn to, God. They don't know how to stop crying. They do not even know how to release it unto you, Lord. But I'm asking you to lift these things up off their heart right now. Lift up the burden on today, God. Lift up the lost hope on today, God. Lift up that thing, Lord. He called it and he local shut down. That causes your people to go into a place of depression. Every child in the sanctuary, get on your knees, please. Oh, Mama, nidda loco, shun nidda la castilla. Oh, God. You know all this stuff, Lord. You know all this stuff, God. You know all this stuff, God. Oh, Mama, nidda loco, shun nidda la castilla. Give it all to the Lord on today. Don't you take none of this stuff back with you. Don't you take none of this stuff back with you. I want you to release all this stuff on today. Thank you, Jesus. I want y'all to close your eyes and just concentrate on the Lord. Let him know. He working some things out for you. Even though you may not see it. Even though you may not see it. Oh, God. Oh, Baba, shame the local sea. Oh God, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in this sanctuary. Covers in your blood and hides behind your cross on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because you know any and everything that we carry, God. You know any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's causing us to get into a place of depression or even despair. You know any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's causing us, Lord, to be in that place, God, that we just do not be. You know any and everything that's down inside of our hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we want to release, Lord. You know any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's got us inside of that place, Lord, that we are bearing inside of seeing what we need to see. But right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to open up the hearts of your people. I'm asking you to open up their hearts, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as they outpour these things unto you. I'm asking you to open up their hearts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as they release these things unto you, God. Some of these things is kind of hard for us to let go, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because these things have a tendency to put us in a place, Father God, of helplessness and hopelessness. But right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're crying out for your help. We're crying out for your hope. We're crying out for your direction. We're crying out for your instruction. We crying out to you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you can fix it. We know that you can fix it on today. We know that you can help us on today, Father God. So we asking you to move some things out the way. We asking you to move some things out the way, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we are going to go see. I see somebody trying to shuffle some things around. You can't keep shuffling stuff around. Because it may seem like that you are all by yourself. over. Everything, I want you to put it down here on this altar. Don't you take that stuff back home with you. Because it's causing you to be in that place of. Open up their hearts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And break the chains in the mind. I see chains around the heart. Every chain that's around the heart, break it, God. I see chains around the heart. Break those chains on today. Because there's so many times in our lives that we try to protect our own hearts. We try to protect our own selves. Thinking and believing that if I do it this way, I'll be okay. That I'm going to be okay. But God says, be free today. Oh God, touch right now. Touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus. You know any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's hidden down, that's laying dormant. Oh God, bring those things alive, Father God, that has caused this your daughter to be in a dead state. Bring it alive, God, that you can strip it. Hey! Strip it in the mind, God. Strip it in the heart, God. Oh, ba-ba-ba, suddenly the local see ya. Any and everything that's going on, God. In the homes. I see the homes are rattled. Hiya, ba-ha, suddenly the local see ya. Unrattle some things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that there would be some peace, even in the homes, God. Touch the hearts of your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not continue to hold on, God, to that thing that got them broken. They got them broken. Break off those chains today. Break off those chains today, God. Break off those chains today, God. Oh, mama, me de loco, shine de la casilla. Oh, ba-ba-ba, shade de loco, shine de la casilla. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you to touch the marriages on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You know any and everybody that's even in a relationship in their homes on today. I'm asking you to touch even the relationships on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and break the chains, God. Break the chains, Sadioko Shande de la Casilla. Oh, ba-ba-ba, Shedloko Shande de la Casilla. Oh, God, I'm asking you to give your people the strength that they need. Strength. strengthen your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will walk the way you want them to walk. Let your people decrease that you may be able to increase in their lives on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, situate your people, God. Situate your people. Situate your people. Situate your people, God. Oh, mama, need a local shun, need a lacassia. Situate your people, God. Oh, mama, need a local shun, need a lacassia. Everybody in the sanctuary, please release that thing unto the Lord. Oh, God, you are any and everything that we need you to be. Oh, God, it may seem like, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we are at our wits' end.
Just for a minute, I want you to.
Hey! It may seem like, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that nothing is changing, but you are.
You are my joy.
Oh, my you are our strength. We're not going to hold on to this thing anymore. But we're going to give it all to you right now. We're not going to hold it anymore. We're releasing it right now, God. Hey! Oh, my. That thing that's so weighty. That thing that's so heavy. We are here shutting it in our casilla. We casting it at your feet right now, God. That thing we have no control over. And we've been trying to fix ourselves. We're releasing it to you right now. Purge any and everything out of your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That has caused them to be in a place of barrenness. That has caused them to be in a state of defeat. We release right now. Oh, ba-ba-ba, shedeloko siya.
You are the
peace. Oh, mama, nedeloko shana. Lord, I say, give it to me, says the Lord. Give me that situation in your home that you can't fix. Give me that concern that you got in your body. Oh, mama, touch the inner organs on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I bind and rebuke any liver disorders. Remove every black spot off the liver right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and restore. Any and every excess fluid, God. I'm asking you to dry it up, Lord. Dry it up, Nidokosia. Heal the heart from brokenness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. From that relationship that you desired, that it didn't work out. God said he had to detach. Because everybody can't go where he's taking you. They are not qualified. To their consignment, Nidokosia. To Nidokosia. Endorse. Endorse the inheritance. Hey, God. Oh, Baba, share the local son. Oh, God. I bind and rebuke that physical abuse spirit trying to control. Hiya, Baba, share the local son. Oh, mama, need it like I see. That spirit that make you think and believe that he called it a local son. I bind and rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. I bind and rebuke that spirit of degradation and segregation. Hey, God. Be called by Baba Sunday to Okosia. God said he's going to give you wisdom on how to approach stuff. Oh, my mind, Nidal Okosana. Because you ain't too quick to approach stuff. Hiya, Nidal Okosana, Nidal Okosia. But God said he's going to give you wisdom, baby. Hire the local shun it like I see, and he gonna settle some things for you that's long overdue. You'll see. You'll see. Oh God. Touch your daughter in her heart, God.
You gotta use your preacher voice.
Touch your daughter in her mind, Jesus.
Look at him again and say something, God. Let me prophesy. Something good is about to happen. Is about to take place. Something good is about to happen. Something good is about to take place. Something good is about to happen. You say it. Something good is about to take place. Something good is about to happen. You can't have it if you won't say it. You
Some of us, boy, baby, we've been waiting a long time. Oh, baby, let me tell you something. God is dispatching his angels. I don't just see it, baby. I can taste it. Did you hear me? Everything he promised is coming, baby. Because the word of God shall stand. It will not return unto us void. It's not an empty thing. It's another one for the heaven. And what God has for me is simply for me. I don't want nobody else stuff. Because I know what he got for me is designed distinctly for me. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Everything you prayed, everything you labored for the last 7 years, God says, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. You ain't got to keep waiting. You ain't got to keep waiting. Start bringing some things into fruition, y'all. You better start seeing that thing manifest. Because God's word, it shall stand. Oh God. Oh God. I'm living in the needle, go see it. I ain't gotta wait till I die to get what God promised me. Cause it's coming right now. You are now. You is in the now. Ain't no good thing you gonna withhold. Absolutely not. I want y'all to clap your hands like this.
Just like this. Everybody in the sanctuary.
Say, I come in agreement with what you got for me, God. I come in agreement with what you spoke over me, God. I agree with the word. And you are the word. I accept it. I receive it. Because it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Believe that. Believe that. He is not a God that shall lie. From the little to the old, God. I I'm asking you to dispatch your angels on our behalf individually, God. He said, I have distinct blessings for you individually. It's not man-made, but it's God-made. And if it's God-made, baby, that means it's perfect. Thank you for the perfect God that you think and got towards your people. Thank you for the perfect. Thank you for the inevitable. Thank you for the declaration and for decreeing the thing. Thank you for writing it down in your blood, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just start thanking him like you got it right now. Come on, somebody. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, and y'all ain't seen nothing yet. This is just a small fraction. You just scratched the surface, says the Lord. But I'm in a manifest of things. I'm a manifest of things visible that you may know that I do go see. Even though I am invisible, that I'm a lot of things to be tangible. I am He. I am God. I am the great I am. You just watch me. Trust me and watch me. Because I'm moving some things, says God. I'm settling some things, says God. I'm working it out, says the Lord. Hey! telling y'all what I just saw. I didn't see. I'm just going to say one word. Inevitable. Inevitable. It's gotta happen. The Lord said he commissioned it. It's gotta happen, y'all. It's gotta happen. It's gonna happen. It is happening. Oh, Baba, shame on you, Koshan. We thank you in advance, God. He can be the Koshan for releasing and dispatching your angels. We thank you in advance, God, for individually decreeing a thing for us individually. We thank you in advance, God, for the dispersing of your blessings. We thank you. Oh, mama, mama, nidilo, he come nidilo, kosia. You will not have to settle for less. Why you think that's it? God says it's going to be the more. Stadio, kosana. No more mediocre blessings. It's going to take a full turn, says God. Not partially, but a full turn. And you don't go shut now. I believe you, God. And I trust you. Let every man be a liar. Because you are the truth. Do not deceive yourself into thinking and believing it can't and it won't happen for you. Just because it ain't happening when you want it to. I'm going to say that one more time.
Wait, get somebody on board. Say, neighbor, guess what? Get ready to see. Get ready
to see. I got to say it one more time. Stop thinking and believing that God is a God of partiality, because he's not. He said full circle. Give me those. Okay. But the Lord told me get out of his business. I told we always in God's peace. Thank you, Jesus. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. See, he done already told you to get ready. That's just a confirmation. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Lord, I've been ready. Me too. Get ready, get ready, get ready. I'm so happy for you right now. I'm so excited. And I don't even know your name. But you are somebody in Christ. Therefore, I know who you are. Get ready, get ready, get ready. That thing sitting right there. She's sitting on it, y'all. On it. I mean, she's sitting there. She's squatting, baby. She's sitting pretty. She's sitting pretty, baby. Get ready, get ready, get ready. That thing can come to manifestation. And you make sure you call Yvette. Don't call the pastor. Don't call the prophet. But call Yvette. Because I know how to rejoice with them that rejoice. But I'm rejoicing for you in advance. Get ready, get ready, get ready. It's going down for that young lady, y'all. I'm telling you, I'm so excited. These are tears of joy right now. Because I see it. I feel it. I smell it. I taste it. Baby, I'm living it in it. She living in it right now. Baby, your wait is over. Baby, she's a prime example of consistent prayer. That one right there. What is your name? Danielle. This one right here, Danielle, y'all. She's a prime example of consistent prayer. Listen. I just, this song for you, okay? This is playing right here. Jesus, I've got money in the bank. Cars in the driveway, I've got. Ah! Turn it up. This one right here, right here. She give her everything she wants.
Head, shoes from my feet,
got breath in my body because you're grateful. This is what she's saying. It's all good. Look, but I know better. It's all God. She know that. She know that. Because you know it's all God. Because you know.
Friends I can call.
You know.
When I need help.
All them tears. They done paid off, boo. Did y'all hear me?
My God.
Jesus. That's like. I'm telling you.
I've got breath in my body. And if I was just anybody, I'd say,
thank you, Lord. Lord,
it's all good. So, but I know better. Oh, it's all good. But I know better.
It's all God. It's God, y'all. I'm telling you, when you can relate to a thing because of the very things that you experience yourself, I know it's all God. Baby, I ain't got that kind of sense. I can't conjure that stuff. If I was anybody else, I'd be trying to take the credit. But because I know better, it's all God. It's all God. The Lord said, and I got to tell you this. He told me just a few days ago, confirming this thing over and over again to me. By so many people. But he want me to say it to you today. Because of your consistency. And your faithfulness towards me. It's time for you to reap your harvest. It's time. It's time. The Lord showed me a whole bunch of prayers in the treasure box. And she whispered in my ear. She said, I got a big old box full of prayers. The Lord said he treasure her prayers. And it's my first time ever laying eyes on her. I'm going to say it again. I believe God and everybody else is a liar. That man ain't let me down. Never. I know what he showed me is real. And it is true. call God. Come on, somebody. Let's give him a hand clap of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. It's all God. It ain't nothing that we doing on our own. If you believe that, you will go back to your seat. Y'all believe God. Everything that he said. Everything that he spoke for you. Everything that he spoke to you is simply for you as an individual. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for your word on today. Oh God, we give you a full seat. We give you all the glory and the honor, God, for reassuring your people, God. Let your people know that you are concerned about them instead of concealing. Oh God, we thank you for being in our midst. We tell you that we love you and we appreciate you. He called none of the locals. Oh God, continue to manifest yourself amongst your people, God. That your will may be done in their lives, even now, in your son Jesus' name. I'm so excited. Yes. I can't stop crying, y'all. Please forgive me. Because I know God is going to do some things.
They made their exodus out of Egypt. 400.
I know God is here to do some things in everybody's life in here, individually, y'all. And when I say individually, God has already told you and spoken a word to you individually about your own life. Please hold on to that, because God's word is true. His word is true. I love you guys to bits and pieces. I pray that it was something said that would continue to have you guys encouraged and would lift you up, that you will not leave the same way that you came. How everybody feel? Anybody feel the same way they came? Please come up to this altar with me. Because I don't want you leaving the same way you came, baby. Oh, God. You ain't got to worry about absolutely nothing, says the Lord. When I say absolutely nothing, I mean absolutely nothing. Did you write all that stuff down? Because I felt you got to leave it there. Don't what you call it? Don't put it in your pocketbook and take it back with you, girl. The Lord said he's moving some things and settling some things for you because of your silent prayers. You may be saying one thing with your mouth, baby, but you be saying something else with your heart. He know that. The Bible says he's a discerner of these things. I told you to sit down. God is doing a great work. Thank you, Jesus. This song he wanted me to play. The next three songs that you hear. He's doing a great work in each and every last one of us. And even though it seems like he's not, let God be God and don't you be you. It may be hard. Sometimes. Look, oh. hard for us. But let God be God, and don't you be you. Again, I love you guys to bits and pieces. Y'all know when God done, I am. Because I can't make up stuff. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and offering, you guys. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hand. We'll make sure that you get an envelope. Thank you, Jesus. Just like I be wanting to feel other people exhale, when I exhale, I know he done lifted that thing. I feel so good. And I'm so excited because of what he finna do in all our lives. I love the Lord and I will not take it back. I won't. Y'all remember what the Lord said. His word shall stand. Thank you, Jesus.